Important considerations to know about hard and soft capsules. Capsules are dosage forms that contain an active substance, such as a medicine, inside of a shell that can be broken down. They are a secure substitute for tablets and have many advantages over that form factor. To begin with, preparing capsules is simpler than preparing tablets. As a result, the time to market is shortened and the development process is accelerated. Pharmaceutical companies may also encapsulate liquid and semi-liquid contents thanks to capsule technology, which is not possible with tablets. Capsules assist in enhancing patient compliance. This is so that the disagreeable flavors associated with liquid medications or gritty tablets can be properly covered up by capsules, which are often smaller and hence simpler to take. The ability to customize hard gelatin capsule or any, that is, their availability in a variety of sizes, shapes, and colors for distinctive identification, is another advantage. Gelatin, an animal protein derived from collagen, is usually used to make capsules. To accommodate vegetarians, however, plant-based substitutes like HPMC and modified starch have recently entered the market. It takes careful calculations to manufacture both hard and soft capsules, which is a challenging operation. The performance of the capsules may also change after they are created. Let's examine some important technical factors relating to hard and soft capsules by one of the capsule manufacturers. Water permeability. Moisture penetration is a factor to consider. The effects of vapor vary according on the type of capsule. Compared to gelatin, HPMC has less water. But it's still unclear whether HPMC genuinely outperforms gelatin in terms of water permeability. Oxygen permeability. Some APIs are vulnerable to oxidation because of their intricate characteristics. The ideal choice for these formulas is capsules because they provide the best level of protection. When working with oxygen-sensitive APIs, gelatin is the optimum excipient due to its low oxygen permeability. As an alternative, HPMC has a significant potential for oxygen penetration, necessitating the use of additional chemicals, such as antioxidants, and raising overall prices. Therefore, wherever it is practical, manufacturers will choose gelatin capsules when oxygen sensitivity is a factor. Mechanical resistance. The strength of the capsules must be sufficient to withstand mechanical force. Any flaw can result in faults. Gelatin is by far the most resilient substance when compared to HPMC. Gelatin and modified starch are equally effective in soft capsules. Machinability. Due to the high level of machinability of gelatin, which means it can withstand the mechanical process very well, no additional ingredients or equipment are required. HPMC is less machinable than other materials. The first generation needs additional gelling agents, but the second generation doesn't, but does need machine adaption. Cost efficiency. Gelatin is the most economical excipient when compared to substitutes. Compared to gelatin, first-generation HPMC hard capsule materials cost around 4 times as much, while HPMC capsule production costs about 3 times as much. Obviously, this affects the costs imposed on healthcare systems, patients, and taxpayers. Active pharmaceutical ingredient, API dissolution. This is the speed at which the capsule dissolves in the stomach, enabling the body to absorb the active substance. For instance, gelatin has one of the finest, if not the best, rates of API breakdown, making the API readily available for body absorption. It is among the most crucial factors for pharmaceutical producers. In most cases, the body's breakdown process goes smoothly. However, capsule shells may cross-link if exposed to unsuitable temperatures or humidity levels, or if specific aldehydes are present. HPMC is not impacted by cross-link issues because of its low humidity. A new generation of gelatins has been developed to considerably reduce and slow down any cross-linking concerns. Gelatin used to be prone to this phenomena.